Hello once again. Welcome back to Black Quartet and Film. I look back at the history of black quartet singers that appear in motion pictures from 1927 to 1991. I am your host, Phil Beauchamp. This is program number 22. And we'll first begin, I'll be playing material that I didn't play the first time on earlier podcasts. The first three programs that I did was on the Mills Brothers, and I recently got a film called He's My Guy for 1943 for Universal, and they do two songs in the film. One is Celindo Lindo, which they have sung that in two other films that they did, so this is a third version of it. The first song you're going to hear from them is called How Am I to Know? And interesting thing about this song is that when the Mills Brothers do a film, they usually do songs that they have recorded. How Am I to Know was never recorded by them for any record label. The only way you can hear this song is from seeing the film. How Am I to Know is actually an old song that's been around for some time. It comes from a 1929 motion picture called Dynamite. Since the Mills Brothers did not record this song for any labels, it's more than likely that was part of their repertoire at that time, when part of the song that they sing at the nightclubs or stage act. This is a good version of the song, but I prefer they sang this song the way it originally was meant to be sung, a little slower. I know that music artists put their own spin on a song, whether they record it faster or slower. All the other versions of the song had been sung slower than the version you're going to hear now by the Mills Brothers. Other artists that did this song were Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, and even actress Ava Gardner did a recording of this song. From 1943, from the film He's My Guy, here are the Mills Brothers with How Am I to Know?
Hey, Van, now this is old home week, how about me doing my dance?
Yeah, you better not.
Boy, what's the matter with my dance? It does not!
You ready, boys?
Oh, how am I to know if it's really love that found its way? Will it linger on and leave me then? Again, again, at this strange happiness. Oh, oh, how am I to know? Can it be the love? How am I to know if it's really love that's come to stay?
Spanish racers with one of those pretty faces. the music and moonlight, the spell of the June night, the charm of the old Spanish setting. But romance in all its glory, the start of a sweet love story. Ay, 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 he won my heart and he goes. He said that he loved no one but me, so walk to the chapel we go. Ay, 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 there is a padre we know. He'll bring the ring, the choir will sing, so wish me luck, amigo.
He happened to meet her once in the river, one night at a dinner of fiesta, a picture in fine Spanish lace, with one of his pretty faces. The music and moonlight, the spell of the tune and the charm of an old Spanish setting. The romance in all its glory, the star of the sweet love story.
Ay, 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 he won my heart, amigo. He said that he loved no one but me. So on to the chapel we go. Ay, 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 there is a far dream in all.
It's Lindo Lindo, and before that, How Am I to Know from the 1943 film, He's My Guy. I recently also got a copy of a film they did in 43 for Republic called Shadowbox. I'm not playing the song that they sing in the film. They did Sweet Lucy Brown, which they already did in a film called Reverie with Beverly. I'm not playing it because it's probably the worst presentation of the Milk Butter of any film appearance that they did. For one, they had the Milk Butter all dressed up in Chef Alfred, in other words, a stereotype role. And the screen time on the film was very, very short. And halfway through the song, half of the song, the two stars of the film are seeing, talking over them through half of their song, so it's just not worth playing. And when I saw the film, I go, ugh, what they did to them. The next artist we're going to be playing one of the early artists I played was the Four Blackbirds. And the Four Blackbirds was Jerry Dean Harris, first tenor, David Pillow, second tenor, Leroy Hurt, baritone and guitar, and Richard Davis, bass. I'm going to be playing is the musical number I'm playing from the film called The Musical Round for 1936 from Columbia Pictures. The original title of this film was supposed to be called Rolling Along, which is one of the songs that was sung in the film. But the song The Musical Round became a big hit. You might remember that the musical round and round. Well, that song became a big hit, so they changed the title to from Rolling Along to The Musical Round. As usual, with many of the films of the 30s and 40s, many of these black quartets did not get screen credit, and the Four Blackbirds did not get screen credit on the film. The only way we can tell by that it was the Four Blackbirds is the fact that they had Geraldine Harris, part of the quartet. Most of the quartets back then was usually mostly all male or all females. We're going to hear them do two songs. First, you're going to hear When You in Love, then follow that with Sweet Surrender, and then they go back to singing the song again, When You in Love. So from the 1936 film, The Musical Round, here it are the Four Blackbirds.
Before
Sweet Susanna, and of course, to the beginning again, When You're in Love, from the 1936 film, The Music Go Around. The next artist that I play in the past, now I'm going to be playing the Five Jones Boys from film from 1936 for 20th Century Fox film. When one think of 20th Century Fox film in the 30s, some of you automatically think of a big child star that at the time, which would be Shirley Temple. Well, this film had the child star, but it's not Shirley Temple. The film starred Jane Withers. I think most people forget that Jane Withers was under contract with 20th Century Fox at that time. That was the other child star at that studio. And as with the four blacks before them, the Jones Boys did not get screen credit for their role in this film. The film is titled Can This Be Dixie? And I'm going to hear them do two songs in the film. First, we're going to hear, let me just mention who the person is. The Jones Boys were William Hartley, Herman Wood, Charles Hopkins, Lewis Wood, and Jimmy Springs. They do two songs in the film, one titled Dixie Highway. Then after that, you're going to hear Julep Time in Dixieland. So from the 1936 film, Can This Be Dixie, here are the Jones Boys.
Special treat for you.
You're traveling down that Dixie Highway. Should you hear a swing band humming? Stop, look, listen, won't you come in? Uncle Tom's driving is a cavalry. Things are different on the Dixie Highway. There's no more gabbing in the cotton. They all fashioned and forgotten. Old Black Joe has even changed.
And how he
plays to the music, kind of a blues rhythm and song.
It's not like the other ones, Dixie Sutherland trucking along.
You'll be more than welcome down round my way. To make a mental memorandum, take a little case. Hey, Uncle Tom's cabin is a cabin.
Let it,
They took some starters from the star that fell on Alabama. Fragrance of the Carolina farms. And from the moon over Miami. It took us every beam of soul to give it just that certain glow. They used the flavor from the bluegrass of Kentucky.
Then took a hint and added mint. Now ain't that ducky?
They tasted it and said that's it. It's fit to be canned. And now it's julep time in Dixie. They used the flavor from the bluegrass of Kentucky.
Then took a hint and added mint. Now ain't that ducky?
They tasted it
and said...
That's it. It's fit to be canned.
And now it's
julep time
down in Dixieland.
Julep time.
We're at home in Dixieland.
Julep time in Dixieland.
Julep time in Dixieland, which was the final song in the film, and before that, Dixie Highway, Jones Boys from Can This Be Dixie, 1936. I have one more recording to play from the 1940s. It'll be the last from this era. Before we go into the 1950s, I'll be playing something from 1951 after this. And when I mention the name of the quartet they sang in this film, some of you are going to be quite surprised, so stick around for that. Next film I'm going to be spotlighting is a film from 1943 for MGM called I Doot It, starring Red Skelton. In the period of the film is Lena Horne, and she does a production number called Jericho, and which she basically has a large chorus singing in the film. Doing part of the film, singing by her, behind her are a sex test. And the sex test that singing by her, behind her has three members of the Four Dreamers in it. You see Clifford Holland and Carl Jones, along with another member of the Four Dreamers. That's either James Shaw or General Wright. I don't know who it is. But three members of the Four Dreamers. The part of the sextet. Another part of the film, you see a quartet, which you only see Clifford Holland singing along with them. They also was part of the chorus. This is a long production number. I'm only going to start with the part in which Lena Horne is being backed up by the quartet and then let it go through the rest of the song all the way to the finish. Chorus and all. But also going to hear... singing and playing the piano in this number is Hazel Scott. So you're going to have here Lena Horne, some members of the Four Dreamers, Hazel Scott, all in one production number. So from the 1943 film, I Doot It, here Lena Horne and choruses and so forth.
Jericho was the old-time city of sin.
Way back there long ago,
they had nightclubs, gambling and drinking of gin.
Right there was mighty low.
One day the Lord got mighty tired of watching that miserable mob. So he called out in a mighty voice and got Joshua on the job.
Joshua got an army of first-class fighting men sent out for the plan of marching 10 by 10. Babylon and Canaan and Darien, and then they came within sight of the lights of Jericho town.
That damn...
Into that sin in no good crowd, Joshua's voice boom, boom, down, down.
Joshua, not yet, Joshua.
We're breaking out this life of sin. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Joshua, by Joshua. You better keep away from Jericho. You think you can wreck it, but you stand corrected, cause we have a record.
A great big giant, tremendous, colossal, extremely as a large big wall. That's all, brother, that's all, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joshua looked at the wall. It was mighty, terrifically tall, that wall. And Joshua said, well, boys, we're up against it.
Yeah, Joshua, yeah, Joshua.
We got to get this wall done.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
To fall down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But how are we going to do it?
How, Joshua, how, Joshua?
What to do? What to do? How are we gonna get this wall down?
How about taking a stone, a battle axe, a club with the spikes, and a big carpet axe, or a crony with a sponge to uproot it, and a hoopty doody, baby, that'll do it.
Never do the trick. We gotta do something and mighty quick. Oh, if I only had my instructions. There's my instruction. I got my instruction. Get me a trumpet man.
A trumpet man.
Who can play harder than hard? Got to hear that horn. Let that cornet blow.
Jericho number funny film, I Do It, 1943. Lena Horne, Hazel Scott, and some of the members of the Four Dreamers. That's it for the 1930s and 40s. And we're now going to go into the 1950s with one song I'll be playing from a 1951 film. There weren't that many films in the early 50s with black vocal quartets, and I'm not going to only sing about only two of them, and this is one of them. The film is called Meet Danny Wilson, starring Frank Sinatra and Shelley Winters. But there's a scene in which Shelley Winters goes to an airport and gets greeted by four black porters, and they start to sing to her the song I Got a Crush on You with the help of Frank Sinatra. I'm not going to play the whole number. I'm just going to play the part in which the quartet is backing up Frank Sinatra on the song. I'm not going to mention the name of the quartet who's singing this song until after the song is finished. And when I mention who are the quartet singing this film, you'll be quite surprised. When I was researching this film on the internet, I got the names of the singers who make up the singing porters in the film. But it did not tell me who the name of the quartet was. I asked a friend of mine's, Marv Goldberg, if he knew the name of the quartet. I gave him the name of the singers, and he emailed me back with the not only the name of the quartet, but all the recordings that they did. And let me just say that they're from the West Coast. So from a 1951 film called Meet Danny Wilson, Frank Sinatra back up by, oh, they never got screen credit for the film, too, like the others, many other quartets and films of the 30s and 40s and 50s. So let's get to I Got a Crush on You from the film Meet Daddy and Wilson.
George, George, George! I've read the many millions of Annabelle's and Lillian's will be to capture him. But you had such persistence, you wore down his resistance. He fell.
And it was swell. I'm your big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that I'm attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never have the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care?
Frank Sinatra there, singing the lead on that. Now, who is the who are the quartet that's singing the film? Well, let me give you the names of the personnel there. They were Louis Young or Louis E. Young, first tenor. Norman Brooks, second tenor. James Bradley, baritone, and John Dix, bass. And who they were originally? They were known as the Ebeneers, that recorded for such label as Aladdin and Combo. Yes, the Ebeneers. They also did a great Christmas record called It's Love for Christmas. I was quite surprised when I learned that from Mark Goldberg, who they were. I never think that a quartet like the Ebeneers would be in a motion picture, let alone backing up Frank Sinatra. So the Ebeneers were the quartet in the film Meet Danny Wilson. So I hope you enjoyed this program. On our next program, as we get into the 1950s, the title of my next program is called Showtime at the Apollo. Well, not really. But, you have to hear to what I mean by that. So on our next program, I'll see you. Well, hope you come back for that. Take care.